Part 4. Directions. In this section of the test, you will hear a number of short talks given by a single speaker. Again, you must answer three questions about what is said in each talk. Choose the most appropriate response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Each talk will be spoken only one time and will not be printed in your test book. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
There are 10 secrets every mutual fund investor should know. Do you know them? How are so many people successfully achieving their financial goals through mutual funds? And how can you join them? Ellison's new brochure, 10 Secrets Every Mutual Fund Investor Should Know, explains it all. It's packed with strategic information from some of the nation's top fund managers. It is indispensable knowledge that even experienced investors, as well as mutual fund novices, will find valuable. It's yours free with our compliments. Yes, that's right. No payment necessary. Just call 800-527-9000 and ask for a copy today. CD format also available. With 10 Secrets Every Mutual Fund Investor Should Know, you could be on your way to financial success by the end of the month.
Number 71. What is being offered? Number 72. How can you obtain this offer? Number 73. How much does this offer cost? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following message.
Thank you for calling Sportech Consumer Affairs. You have reached the Sportech Customer Support Hotline. Unfortunately, all of our representatives are currently unavailable. To listen to a recorded message, please press one of the following numbers. For Sportech literature and product information, press 1. For retailers and factory outlets, press 2. To provide comments and feedback, press 3. To check on the status of a returned product, press 4. If none of these address your particular issue, please press 5 to speak to a Sportech representative and remain on the line. We aim to answer all calls within 3 to 4 minutes. Thank you for your patience. To return to the main menu, press star.
Number 74. Which branch is this phone message from? Number 75. Which number should you press to listen to your options again? Number 76. What is the longest a customer should expect to wait to speak to a representative? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Ellen Wagner assumed the presidency of Auto Enterprises in 1974, thereby becoming the first woman to head a Fortune 500 company. After 10 years, she moved to Washington, D.C. to take the position of head of the Department of Transportation, which she maintained for 8 years through 2 sets of government administrations. She's been an inspiration to aspiring business people and an outstanding role model for more than a few of the young women here tonight. As many of you are aware, she retired last year to write a book about transportation and the modern world. I know that I, for one, am eagerly awaiting its publication. Please welcome, as our guest speaker for the Walker Schuster Guest Lecture Series, Ms. Ellen Wagner.
Number 77. What is Ellen Wagner doing these days? Number 78. How many years was Ellen Wagner president of Auto Enterprises? Number 79. Which of the following is not one of Ellen Wagner's achievements? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following information.
Since 1992, when the main Danube Canal opened, linking the Rhine and Danube rivers by way of the main river, barges have been able to go all the way across Europe, from the North Sea to the Black Sea. Now, a tour operator, Uniworld of New York, plans to take up to 150 passengers next summer on the new Wolfgang 1 and 2 on each of two 22-night trips it calls the Ultimate Grand Cruise. On June 27th, the vessels will leave Amsterdam, headed for Constanta in Romania, passing through or along Germany, the Czech Republic, Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, and Bulgaria, with stops along the way. On July 17th, the vessels will retrace the route. This luxury cruise will be offered on a first-come, first-served basis, and participants will be allowed to join only one of these cruises.
Number 80. What kind of company is UniWorld? Number 81. How many trips has UniWorld planned? Number 82. What is the maximum number of people who will be able to take advantage of the UniWorld offer? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following advertisement.
If you've ever suffered the inconvenience of having a loan or credit application rejected due to your credit record, you'll know just how damaging that record can be to your financial prospects. Find out what's on your credit report and who put it there at no charge. Your credit report is constantly having information added to it by others, so it's important that you review it to make sure it's accurate. View a list of your outstanding balances, including mortgages and loans, car payments, your overall payment history for the past year, and a summary of who has requested copies of your credit report. This offer for a complimentary copy of your credit report is available only to you, but you must not delay. Call 800-900-9000 right now and we'll send you an easy-to-fill-out release form.
Number 83. Which of the following is not available on this report? Number 84. Which of the following statements is true? Number 85. Who might be particularly interested in this offer? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
The Dow Jones Industrials rose 4% for the week of November 17th to 21st, giving investors hope that the troublesome fall witnessed in the month of October has ended. European and Asian markets settled into the strong trend, with European stocks up 4.66% and Asian stocks up 7.27%, showing signs of recovery for struggling Asian markets. Investors are optimistic about worldwide market prospects, with signs of economic recovery taking place in Bangkok, Singapore, and Hong Kong. With the price of oil continuing its slow descent, investors are looking less hesitant and are showing more confidence in the airline industry, having sent stocks in several airlines plummeting after the first large rises in fuel costs were announced earlier this year.
Number 86. Which of the following can be inferred from the report? Number 87. How much did the Dow rise? Number 88. Why did stocks and airlines drop? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement.
Many people think this is the world's finest showerhead, and we think you'll agree. Don't be fooled by its simple appearance. Used in 5-star hotels and top health spas, this showerhead delivers a consistent, efficient 2.5 gallons per minute, regardless of water pressure. It is adjustable from an invigorating needle spray to a full flood. The specially constructed plastic nozzles resist mineral buildup. It installs easily without special tools. It's made in the USA and is available in chrome for $50 or brass for $70. For an additional $10, you can purchase a special mineral salt attachment and 20 mineral tablets. This screw-on attachment contains a refillable water-softening mineral tablet, which will give you health spa-grade water each time you use it. Each tablet is good for at least 25 uses.
Number 89. How does the advertisement imply quality? Number 90. What is the difference in price between the brass and chrome showerhead? Number 91. What is the purpose of the mineral salt attachment? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following message.
Hello, this is Amanda Patel. I called yesterday to make a reservation for 3 twin rooms for the weekend of April 23rd and 24th. You told me to call back today to confirm this. It looks like I have called at a bad time, as there is no one here to take my call. Anyway, I need to make some changes to that reservation. I hope that they will be possible. First, I'm really sorry, but I gave you the wrong dates. I'd like to change my reservation to the weekend of April 30th, as one of our group members is unable to make the previous weekend. Also, I would like to change the kinds of rooms I reserved. Could I change to 2 twin rooms and 2 single rooms? Okay, well, I'll call back a bit later.
Number 92. Why did the speaker make this call? Number 93. How many rooms does the caller need? Number 94. What action will the speaker take? Go on to the next page. Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement.
Attention all passengers, attention all passengers. Due to a derailment at Oxbury Crossing, all trains scheduled to travel through the Oxbury Crossing area will be subject to severe delays. This will affect all trains to and from London and Heathrow. However, trains to and from Greenstead and Hamilton will run according to schedule. I repeat, all trains to and from London and Heathrow will be subject to severe delays. We apologise for this inconvenience and assure you that everything is being done to minimise disruptions to services. Passengers with flights departing from Heathrow Airport before 4 p.m. are encouraged to make alternate arrangements, as we cannot guarantee being able to resolve problems in time for you to make your flights. Please show your airplane tickets at the tickets office and we will refund your train fare.
Number 95. What has caused the delay? Number 96. Who qualifies for a refund? Number 97. Where can passengers get a refund? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following report.
Reports are in of a holdup at the Smithfield Road branch of the Metropolis Bank. Masked gunmen entered the bank shortly after it opened at 9 o'clock this morning. According to eyewitness reports from bystanders, three armed men wearing Halloween masks jumped out of a black van and ran into the bank at around 9:10. One of these witnesses called the police, who are now surrounding the building. Nothing has been heard from anyone in the bank, but it is believed that 10 members of bank staff and possibly 10 or 12 customers are currently inside. No decision has been made as yet on whether to storm the bank, but members of the public are requested to avoid the Smithfield Road and 73rd Street area.
Number 98. Where is the incident taking place? Number 99. Who is believed to be inside the building? Number 100. Who saw the gunman enter the building? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book.